Texte numéro 102. Workers' literacy levels so poor, boss is forced to use pictures for safety. Reading skills among some workers are so poor that increasing numbers of companies are replacing written safety manuals with pictures to ensure staff are aware of risks in the workplace. Australian Industry Group Chief Executive Innes Wilcox said the practice had become normal in factories over the past 2 years as literacy levels had deteriorated. You hear stories of businesses now who don't put safety manuals in words, they do it in pictures, because the literacy skills among their workforce are such that they can't pick up basic written safety needs, Mr. Wilcox told The Australian. It's becoming the norm. The AI Group is due to release today a survey of 400 companies across manufacturing, services, construction and mining industries about their workers' grasp of language, literacy and numeracy. An overwhelming 93% of employers surveyed said low language, literacy and numeracy levels among employees impacted negatively on their business, including inadequate writing of documents and reports, 21%, time wasting, 17.7%, and materials wastage, 11.5%. Mr. Wilcox said the companies surveyed had a mixed bag of migrant, Australian-born, young and old employees from small, medium and large-sized firms. This is a massive national policy challenge, and it's not one we should take lightly, he said. Without these fundamental skills, it's very difficult for employees to pick up the more advanced skills they need to be as productive as they can be. AI Group says 4.2 million Australians, or 40% of the workforce, are below the minimum language, literacy and numeracy standard needed to function in a knowledge economy. Mr. Wilcox is calling on the government to reform the Workplace English Language and Literacy Programme, WELL, introduced in 2008, which has been used by just 7% of surveyed companies. WELL is the only government-funded programme produced to increase language, literacy and numeracy levels among workers. Employers aren't really aware of the programme and the benefits it can bring, Mr. Wilcox said. Instead, the most common solution to low language, literacy and numeracy levels appears to be internal company training, 30.4%, and skill development support, 26.7%, although these both have had limited impact. Mr. Wilcox also urged the education sector, business and government to start a public awareness campaign. If we don't get these basic skills right, we won't get anything else right when it comes to the productivity agenda, he said. We have a migrant workforce, and that carries with it issues around language, literacy and numeracy. Plus, we're seeing concern from employers about the significant dropout rate among apprentices because they just can't keep up. Adapted from The Australian, November 2013.